It's Saturday morning in Italy, and you're listening to the Magic Towns Italy podcast.
If you're dreaming about retirement and that dream involves slow living, amazing scenery every day, maybe even a view of the sea, well, Sicily probably comes to mind. It's got that ultimate romantic pull.
It really does. It's the image many people have.
But dreams have a way of bumping into reality, don't they? Logistics. You can't just pick up and move to some stunning, isolated village if suddenly you find yourself like 90 minutes from a decent hospital or hours from an airport.
That's the critical part.
The real trick is finding that sweet spot, that perfect blend between feeling like you're on a permanent vacation and having the essential stuff, the stable infrastructure you actually need day to day.
The practicalities. Our sources really hammered home three critical things: reliable healthcare nearby, easy access to airports or major travel hubs for trips home or emergencies, and maybe most importantly, a cost of living that's sustainable, comfortable, long-term.
Makes sense.
So, yeah, we're zeroing in on towns that seem to strike a good balance across those specific points.
Let's start with what we could maybe call the coastal premium group. And probably the best place to begin is Cefalù. It's always popular, a seaside town, about 14,000 people. And crucially, it has that UNESCO World Heritage label.
It does, and that's a big draw.
Beyond just the amazing views, you know, the Rocco di Cefalù rock overlooking the town, the practical side seems really strong here. If healthcare is top of your list, the hospital's only 10 minutes from the center. That's pretty good.
Very convenient.
And for travel, you're looking at about an hour's drive to Palermo's main airport. That's a huge plus if you need to fly internationally somewhat regularly.
Yeah, it is. And what's fascinating here is what that connectivity really means. Being close to Palermo isn't just about grabbing a flight. It means you've got easy access to everything. A big city offers, you know, more advanced healthcare options if needed, major train connections, a constant buzz of culture, but you get to live your daily life in this charming, manageable seaside town.
Best of both worlds, maybe?
Cefalù already has growing expat communities.
Ah.
That's actually a really valuable piece of info. An established expat group means they've likely already figured out all the tricky logistical stuff, dealing with bureaucracy, finding reliable plumbers or electricians.
The things that drive you crazy when you first move somewhere new.
Exactly. So you kind of step into a network that's already functioning, saves a lot of hassle.
But let's be real, that kind of premium setup usually comes with a premium price tag. Property prices are around $115,000 for a 70 square meter place. Is that just the infrastructure tax, or is there another trade-off? Like maybe it gets super crowded.
Yes, the price definitely reflects the good infrastructure and that UNESCO fame. It definitely stays more alive year round than some smaller coastal spots. But in peak summer, it gets packed with tourists. Really busy.
Okay, so higher costs plus summer crowds.
Yeah, so you pay more for the convenience, but you also have to navigate that summer buzz. It's something to weigh against the next couple of coastal options, which might offer lower prices, but come with different lifestyle considerations.
Let's move on to what we're calling the coastal connectors. First up is Siaca. Now, Siaca's in Agrigento province. It's bigger, almost 40,000 residents. That size alone suggests maybe a more substantial year-round community.
Definitely gives it more depth.
And its historical context is pretty impressive. It's practically next door to the famous Valley of the Temples. That's not just for sightseeing, is it? It probably means the whole region benefits from cultural tourism and preservation efforts.
That's usually how it works. It implies investment and likely better local services over time. Right. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, Siaca offers this unique local character and, interestingly, some potential future development. As streets are known for those colorful ceramic tiles everywhere, it gives it a really distinct look. But the really intriguing bit is the plan for the thermal waters. They're
thermal baths.
Exactly. The historic thermal waters, which people value for health benefits and that whole spa culture, are projected to reopen maybe late 2025, possibly early 2026.
Wow. Okay, that could be significant.
It could be. It's not just a small amenity. It represents a potential sort of economic boost for the town, could attract a more health-focused crowd, lift the overall quality of life. It's not guaranteed, of course, but it's a definite upside to think about if you're planning a move in the next few years.
A huge potential factor. Okay, but let's look at the other coastal connector that seems more focused on transport lengths and cost, Milazzo. Here's where it gets really interesting. Comparing the value you get in a town like Milazzo, population 30,000, against the prestige, maybe, of Cefalù.
Milazzo up in Messina province, it hits a really attractive spot on the price scale. An average of around 90,000 euro for a 70 square meter apartment right in the town center. And if you look just slightly outside the center, areas like San Pietro or Santa Maria della Grazia, that price drops even more significantly.
Okay, that's a big difference from Cefalù in the practical stuff.
You've got a hospital right in town, like 5 minutes from the center. And for air travel, you're about an hour from Catania Airport, which is one of Sicily's main hubs, handles a lot of flights. The caveat there, though, and it's important for international flyers, Catania is great for flights within Europe, very well connected. If you're flying frequently outside Europe, say back to North America or over to Asia, you'll almost certainly need to connect through a bigger hub like Rome Fiumicino.
So an extra leg on the journey.
Yeah, it's a relatively minor hassle, but something you need to factor into your travel time and budget.
Milazzo has something else, a kind of killer feature that could really change daily life, the Aeolian Islands.
Yes, the ferries to those incredible islands leave directly from Milazzo's port.
Right from town.
Right from town. And that's not just a bonus for tourists, it's a genuine lifestyle enhancer. You get instant access for spontaneous weekend trips without needing a car or planning some complex journey to a distant port. That ease of escape is, well, huge for quality of life.
I can see that. Let's circle back towards that higher prestige coastal premium category and talk about Noto. This is the third town on our list with UNESCO status, world famous for its incredible Baroque architecture. Does it back up the beauty with practical substance?
Oh, Noto absolutely does. The infrastructure is definitely solid. Property prices reflect that they're high, similar to Cefalù, around 120,000 euro for that 70 square meter apartment. Connectivity is also strong, again, about an hour from Catania Airport. So very similar profile to Cefalù in those respects, right? But the healthcare information here was really specific, and I think it's worth highlighting. Okay, often you just hear generic hospital ratings, right? Good, bad, average. But our source is actually drilled down into services that become particularly relevant later in life.
Like what?
The hospital in Noto apparently performs well above the regional average for things like urgent orthopedic cases and, crucially, fast post-operative recovery times for those kinds of surgeries.
Ah, like hip replacements and things.
Exactly. When you're planning retirement, knowing the local hospital is demonstrably good at handling something like hip replacement recovery, that offers a huge amount of psychological comfort. It shows a specific competence in an area critical for an aging population.
That's a really good point. Specificity matters there.
It does. And Noto also seems to tackle that seasonal town issue quite well. It stays lively year-round because it has a packed cultural calendar. You've got the amazing Infiorata di Noto, where they cover the streets in flower petal mosaics. It's incredible. And then the Noto Estate events bring concerts, theater, exhibitions throughout the summer and beyond.
So always something going on.
Seems like it. Plus, you're perfectly positioned for outdoor stuff, close to the lovely beaches at Lido di Noto and the Vendicari Nature Reserve, which is protected. So culture, healthcare, and nature, it's a strong package.
Definitely sounds like it. Okay, now for the final one and maybe the most different, the wild card. Piazza or Marina, this is our dedicated inland value specialist. It completely breaks the seaside mold, really showing how much affordability and different logistics you can get by looking inland. It's a town of about 20,000 right in the heart of the island, and it offers these amazing views, including a Mount Etna in the distance.
It's definitely a different proposition.
But giving up the coast, that's a big mental hurdle for a lot of retirees, isn't it? Why would someone seriously consider this option?
Compromise buys you something equally valuable, fantastic geographic stability, and major cost savings. If we connect this to the bigger picture, Piazza or Marina seems to maximize low cost while, perhaps surprisingly, maintaining excellent connectivity.
How so, if it's inland?
Well, unlike a lot of remote inland towns, Piazza or Marina is almost perfectly positioned geographically. It's roughly an hour's drive from both Catania and Palermo airports.
Oh, both. That's interesting.
Yeah, that dual connectivity is a huge practical plus. It gives you choices, redundancy in your travel planning. If one airport has issues or better flight options, you can easily pivot to the other.
Right. Okay. I see the benefit there in the cost. You said major savings.
That's really the headline here. This is by far the ultra low cost option on our list. you could potentially find a 70 square meter home for around $50,000.
$50,000 compared to $115,000 or $120,000.
Exactly. That cost difference is staggering. It allows retirees to potentially free up significant capital for their actual retirement budget, travel, hobbies, whatever. It changes the financial equation completely.
Wow.
There's more. The lifestyle itself seems designed for ease. The town is entirely walkable.
Completely walkable.
Think about the hidden costs and hassles of owning a car in Italy. Fuel prices, insurance, parking nightmares, bureaucracy. If you can eliminate the daily need for a vehicle, that adds significant financial and psychological freedom. Less stress, less expense.
Okay. Walkability and low cost. What about healthcare? If you're moving away from the bigger coastal hubs, does the quality drop off significantly?
Well, the overall quality seems a bit mixed, which isn't unusual for smaller town hospitals. But again, there's a specific efficiency worth noting.
Another specialty?
It seems the hospital performs particularly well in handling heart-related cases. Specifically, managing readmissions for heart failure was mentioned.
Okay.
So again, while maybe not top tier across the board, there's a demonstrated strength in an area highly relevant to older populations, offering some specific peace of mind.
But of course, the unavoidable trade-off is no beach outside your door.
Exactly. It is not seaside. That's the compromise. It's reachable about 40 kilometers away, so you can get to beaches. It's definitely doable as a day trip, just not your daily morning stroll along the sand.
A conscious choice to trade daily beach access for other benefits.
Precisely.
Okay, so what does this all mean? We've looked at really three different kinds of models for retiring in Sicily, all trying to ground that dream in the reality of infrastructure and cost. You've got the coastal premium places, Cefalù and Noto, stunning locations, UNESCO status, some specialized healthcare strengths, but you pay for it, higher investment needed.
Right, high cost, high prestige, strong amenities.
You have the coastal connectors Siaca and Milazzo. They offer really strong value, focusing either on potential future health developments like Siaca's thermal baths, or on fantastic transport links like Milazzo's airport access, mid-range costs.
Good value, good connectivity, different flavors.
And finally, the inland value specialist, Piazza Armerina. It demands the biggest lifestyle shift, giving up the immediate coast, but delivers the absolute biggest financial reward and that surprising dual airport access.
Low cost requires the biggest compromise on location, but offers unique stability.
So choosing the right one really depends entirely on what your personal non-negotiables are, doesn't it?
Absolutely. If knowing about that specific orthopedic excellence in Noto gives you the ultimate peace of mind for the future, then maybe the amazing savings inland in Piazza Armerina don't quite compare for you.
It's about priorities.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Our sources basically show that finding retirement success is about finding the place that aligns most closely with your core needs. How close does the hospital really need to be? How vital is super fast airport access? How much does budget dictate the decision versus that seaside dream? Here's a final thought to consider. If these five towns, which offer a pretty good range from coast to interior, high cost to low cost, none of them quite hit your very specific needs. Maybe you need, I don't know, a particular type of international school nearby, or you're looking for a very specific local tax situation or something else entirely. Just remember that tools do exist, like the resources on Magic Towns Italy that let you explore literally hundreds, even over 1,500 towns and cities across Italy. You can filter them based on really precise criteria, cost of living, transport links down to the minute, specific healthcare metrics, lifestyle factors, so you can really drill down to find the exact balance that works for your specific retirement deep dive.
That's great to know. So use this knowledge, start exploring Sicily's coast, its interior, see what fits your perfect blend of infrastructure and that permanent vacation feeling. Find your spot.
Find it.
That's it for this week on Magic Towns Italy. You can create a free account at magictowns.it and explore over 2,000 towns, including those offering the 7% tax scheme, as well as download dozens of expat guides. We have over 200 data points per town, more than Italy's statistics authority itself, covering everything from property prices to schools, healthcare, crime, and more. If you want full access to filters and unlimited searches, upgrade to Magic Towns Premium. Use the code PODCAST for 20% off an annual plan. Thanks for listening. Our next podcast will be live on Saturday at 9 a.m.